You're listening to a PLP podcast. My name is Ryan, and welcome to episode 7, T4, the euthanasia leading to the Holocaust. Over the past few weeks in the performance learning program, the grade 10 cohort has investigated the Second World War. Through collaborative novel studies, we've considered individual topics of interest and asked the question, how might we use stories to better understand the causes and consequences of World War II? The novel that I chose to read to help me better understand World War II was All the Light We Cannot See by Anthony Doerr. This book was about two kids who grew up in the midst of World War II. Both characters were on different sides of the war, and it showed the point of view for each of them. The character Marie Lohr was who inspired the topic I chose, people with disabilities during World War II. Marie Lohr has been blind since she was about 6 years old, and she had to learn how to live her life in a completely new way while living in a time when having any sort of trait that made you different was thought of as wrong. Reading about Marie Lohr's thoughts made me want to know more stories about people in similar situations. Very unfortunately, the discrimination against differently abled people was happening long before World War II. In 1933, the Law for Prevention of Hereditarily Diseased Offspring was passed. This act allowed the forced sterilization of those regarded as unfit. That included people with conditions such as epilepsy, schizophrenia, alcoholism, and many other physical or mental disabilities. Many prisons, nursing homes, asylums, care homes for the elderly, and special schools were targeted to select people that fit this act. It had been estimated that between 1933 and 1939, 360,000 individuals were subjected to forced sterilization. As World War II was nearing, the discrimination just got worse. A lot of this was because of the Nazi ideology. The Nazi idea was to remove from German territory all those who they considered as racially, biologically, or socially unfit. It is mostly common knowledge that the Nazis had anti-Semitic ideology, but they terrorized many different groups of people, including, but definitely not limited to, Roma, also known as Gypsies, individuals with mental or physical disabilities, homosexuals, Jehovah's Witnesses, Poles, and the Soviet prisoners of war. Hitler and the Nazi Party wanted to apply the theory of natural selection to human society. They believed some racial groups were more gifted than others. The gifted races had traits such as integrity, intelligence, and beauty, whereas others were considered flawed by nature and were assumed to be devious, stupid, or ugly. That led to the Aryan race, which was thought of as the master race by Germans. Typical Aryans were blonde, blue-eyed, and tall. Nazi idea of perfection is now seen as wrong by majority, but then many people agreed, even if only because it was all they knew. Because of the Nazi view, differently abled people were subjected to many terrible things. And one of those things was the T4 program. The T4 program was the idea that led to the gas chambers used in concentration camps during the Holocaust. At first, the deaths were by starvation and lethal injection. Then later on, the victims were told to enter what appeared to be a shower block, where they were gassed with carbon monoxide. The T4 program stemmed from the Nazi Party policy of racial hygiene, and that policy included anyone confined to a mental health facility and people with simple physical disabilities. The doctors who accepted these unethical procedures were told to examine and determine whether the patient was unfit and to give what they considered a mercy death. Families were sent letters explaining that because of wartime regulations, they could not visit their relatives or loved ones. For every person killed, a death certificate was made, giving a fake but plausible cause of death. This was sent to the family with an urn of ashes that were not the loved one's own. On August 24, 1941, the suspension of T4 killings was ordered. By August 1941, an estimate of 70,000 people had died. Sadly, the termination of the T4 program did not end the killing of differently abled people. The killing of adults and children continued, although less systematically, until the end of the war. Even after the war, differently abled people were still subjected to unfair treatment and discrimination. After many years, the inclusion and treatment of differently abled people has become better, but there is still much work to be done. The disabled community went through an atrocity that should not have had to be experienced. Regretfully, we cannot change the past, but you can choose to improve the future and treat everyone with the respect and equality they deserve. Now knowing what so many differently abled people went through, I sincerely hope you share your knowledge and treat everyone how you would like to be treated. There is so much more to learn about this topic, and I really hope you want to learn more, but I must end this here. Thank you for listening to my episode, T4, The Euthanasia Leading to the Holocaust, and goodbye.